Sand is not very good in Florida. Now, I imagine loam would be pretty good. I don't really know what kind that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What I had in mind when I was asking about low-lying land, are you familiar with bottom land?
No, well, yes, I am. There it is, bottom land.
Would that be considered good land?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. What about very grassy land that's really not used for anything other than raising grass or hay, alfalfa or something like that? Do you have a name for that?
Well, I guess you would call that you wouldn't call it meadow, I don't think.
Call what?
Meadow.
Possibly.
Other than that, it's just flat land.
Flat land, okay. And the type of land that's not good for anything because it has water standing on it all the time with trees and bushes growing out of it. Maybe beaver dams.
A swampy area, yes, a swamp land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, do you know what salt hay is?
Salt hay?
Yeah.
I don't believe
it's not really familiar with me, too. Well, what about places along the ocean, maybe, where you got bushes and growth coming out of the water? Would there be a name for that?
Sawgrass is what I've heard, I think.
Not so much for the grass, but for the area itself, you know, including the water and all.
Oh, a bayou?
Okay. Is a bayou just standing water or running water?
Well, usually it's a place adjacent either to the bay or something. It usually goes in and out. I mean, so it's not stagnant, I don't think.
Yeah. Would people around here use the word marsh?
Not too much.
Not at least for a place along the ocean.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not too much marshland. I have heard that term, but not around here too much.
Okay. This word, if a farmer is going to get some water off land so he can cultivate it, you'd say you're doing what to the land to get it off?
He's draining the land.
Okay. And the thing that he would dig to take off the water, that would be a...
That would be a ditch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if you... Getting at this a second ago, but say a shallow arm of the sea or the ocean that flows in and out with the tide, would that be a bayou, or could there possibly be another name for that?
I can't think of another name other than a bayou, but there were some long arms of the sea, as we've learned, that we have in this part of the country, that we call forge, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you ever hear around here people say inlet, swash, cove, any of that?
Well,
Or would those words...
inlet, yeah, I've heard something about inlet. Didn't know exactly what it meant, but, you know, it said something about Phillips Inlet. I keep pointing to Phillips Inlet, keep saying that. But I've heard people talk about the inlet, but don't really know why they call it an inlet, except, I guess, just as you say, it's a tributary from the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. And that body of water that the Holiday Inn is on, you call that?
The Gulf.
Okay.
Holiday Inn?
Yeah,
that's the bay.
Yeah, what bay is that specifically?
That's St. Andrew Bay.
Okay. What about a place that you might see out in the woods that's been gradually cut out by flowing water until, let's say, it's 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, you know, might have still have a little rivulet of water at the bottom that's cut it out. What would you call an area like that?
Yeah, it's still running water?
Water might still be running. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the kind of place where kids like to, you know, they swing across it on vines or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Hard?
Well, it doesn't have much water. It's really more of kind of a chasm, you know, that's been eroded.